With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump says he wants to sell out Madison Square Garden this weekend.
New York is not a swing state, but Trump will hold a campaign rally inside the famous Midtown Manhattan Arena on Sunday evening. He has long said he believes that he can win New York, even though it is overwhelmingly Democratic. But staging a rally at Madison Square Garden is in line with Trump's record of holding events that draw major media attention. And this weekend's event is sure to do just that in the home stretch of the presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump at a campaign rally today in Michigan. Kamala Harris' campaign remains silent following a call from GOP congressional leaders for her to stop using dangerous rhetoric.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell released a relatively rare joint statement Friday, demanding Harris cease using such rhetoric and reminding her of the two recent assassination attempts against Trump. The Republican leader said in the statement less than 2 weeks before the election, quote, labeling a political opponent as a fascist risks inviting yet another would-be assassin to try robbing voters of their choice before Election Day. The statement noted that, quote, in the week since the second sobering reminder, the Democratic nominee for President of the United States has only fanned the flames beneath a boiling cauldron of political animus. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network he wasn't surprised to hear Kamala Harris say that too many Palestinians have died.
It's not shocking. I've heard it many times from Kamala Harris. I've heard it 10 times from many representatives of the Democratic Party. It's the position of this administration. I think it'll be the position of the Obama administration. Nothing surprising about it.
Meanwhile, Israel has attacked Iranian military sites overnight with a series of pre-dawn airstrikes. This is SRN News. Some tough news from Australia.
Christianity is on the wane all across the Anglosphere, and the land down under is no exception. The latest numbers from the Census Bureau indicate just 44% of Australians self-identify as Christians, and that's down 8% from just 5 years ago. The number of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion in Australia has risen to 40%, one of the highest percentages in any English-speaking country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Democrats pushed to get a constitutional amendment on New York's ballot in November because they believed it would energize liberals eager to promote abortion. Republicans now hoping the same amendment will ignite a fire under people upset about men participating in girls' and women's sports. The broad language of the state's proposed equal rights amendment has been at the center of a number of court battles. This is SRN News. Authorities in Italy have arrested one of the country's most wanted drug traffickers. Here's BBC correspondent Paul Moss.
It was back in 2020 that Luigi Belvedere went on the run. The 34-year-old was then sentenced in his absence to more than 18 years in jail. That apparently did not deter him. Police say he continued to ship cocaine from South America to Europe. But they had a photograph of Belvedere posing by the tomb of the late Pablo Escobar, perhaps Colombia's most notorious gang leader, who came from the city of Medellin. And it was in Medellin that Belvedere was finally caught and arrested on Thursday night.
Thieves with a nose for fine cheese pulling off a massive cheddar ripoff in London. Derry says the con artist was posing as a wholesale distributor from a major French retailer and made off with 48,000 pounds of cheese. More details at srnnews.com.